don't bet on it, because I'm Cousin Zeno, and you're here with me in the KPPC Time Warp. We're doing a little bit with old radio today. I was just looking at a magazine dated in 1947, and I don't know how many people remember the Kaiser Frazier. It was a car manufactured by two men by the name, naturally, of Kaiser and Frazier. And as this article reads, last week in Detroit, Packard displayed a 1948 model, and Hudson announced that it was pushing $16 million worth of retooling for a radically new design. But mostly, the automakers in the world's motor capital gloomily cursed a shortage of steel. An exception was the Kaiser Frazier Corporation, which, with its own mill, was comparatively well off. Its 13,000 employees took a day to parade in celebration of a joyous production triumph. They had produced their 100,000th car. Historically, the day marked a return to industry of rugged individualism, personified this time by blustery old Henry Kaiser and wily old Joe Frazier. They started 2 years ago with the sincere worst wishes of their rivals, who freely predicted that Kaiser Frazier would never finish 100 cars. It looked as though Henry and Joe were rubbing it in when they took full-page ads that screamed, "Kaiser Frazier, now world's fourth largest producer of automobiles." Well, that was in 1947, and they began in 1945 their production. I wonder what year they ran to. I remember the Kaiser Frazier, and then they made a car, a Kaiser, and then they made a Frazier. And after that, nothing. Okay, here we go with some more old radio. The Mysterious Traveler.